Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Resh. Tav Resh Vav. Excellent. Tav Resh Vav. And we are in the middle of the halachas of being mefayes and asking mechila from those that you've wronged and you've been over Ben Adam Lechavero. I just want, someone asked me, based on this whole mahalach here, that you ask them, you ask mechila, and then they don't give it to you, and you bring, and you go again with three people, and then you go again with three people. So we saw yesterday that you have to each time come with a different zach, and you bring three people each time, and then at the end we'll see what happens after in the Ramah in a second. But someone asked me, because afterwards says v'enom is bias b'shoshal pum and enom zakerglo, you don't have to go do it anymore. But the question is, so then what happens? Somebody asked me, like, so what happens? Did you get kapara? Like, is it just that you don't have to do it anymore? So actually, there's actually a machlokes about this. Some say actually you did all you could and you get kapara. Others say, well, how did you get kapara? You never meichel you. So what they learn is you don't get kapara, but you're not going to get, if you're sincere and you did what you were supposed to do, then you're like an ones. So you don't get kapara, but you're not going to get like the onesh, okay? Because there's a subtle split, but that's how someone will learn it, which makes a lot of sense. Like, how can you get kapara? He wasn't meichel you. But on the other hand, you do what you're supposed to do. Okay, anyway, that's that. And obviously, each time, as we said, each time you come, it shouldn't just be a repeat. You have to try some other new nuance. Okay, we move right there. Oh, the other thing is point out that when he talked about that if it's going to embarrass someone, you don't have to be mefaret dechet, you don't have to specify. So that's talking already on the second and third time when you come with three people. Not going to necessarily embarrass, it's not going to really embarrass them the first time. The separate issue, which we'll be able to discuss, if we have enough time, is what if it's going to hurt his feelings? That could happen on the first time. If you tell him, like, I said this about you, that you were, you're a loser. So how do you deal with that? So I'm sure a lot of times you have Hilchos Lashon Hara every day. You might come across that, but we'll see if we have time for that. But right now, let's if you have an actual Shaila, Halacha Lemaisa, okay, speak to your Paisi. Anyway, weiter. Here we go. So then the Ramah says, he goes on, Miu, Yoimar in the Ramah, Miu, Yoimar Achakach Ne'asara Shebikesh Bimeno Mechila. So we saw, and we're seeing it now, that you're supposed to go ahead and afterwards get 10 people and say that you asked him Mechila. What's that all about? It's important that people know that from your side, you did what you were supposed to do. You tried to, you did your best to try to get mechila, and it wasn't accepted. And obviously, you're telling them how you're remorseful and etc. Now he's saying this is just he's saying you go to 10 people. You already did what you had to do. Okay, let's move on, Victor. The imu rabo tzarach leichlo kam upon the machi spice. If he's your rebbe, then the halacha is you have to go ahead and even more than three times try to get his. If you wronged your rebbe, then you have to do it even more than three times to get him to be mochel you. Sifkatan zayin rabo afilo eno rebbe muvak el hashamim imenet devei Torah. It's not even a rebbe muvak. Anyone who taught you Torah, let's say you go to someone's shir and you bounce because you don't like the style. You don't like the what's it called? You want the smooth spoon feed. So you bounce, but you did learn a little Torah. Maybe you didn't. But then you'd have to go ahead even more than three times ask mechila. Okay, then the Ramah talks about that's all mitzad the person who did the avera. What about the person who got wronged? So that's a different story. The Ramah v'amocha lo ya'azari milimcha. Someone wrongs you. This is the great nida of being able to, be meichel people. Like tilazaka, you're being meichel people. They didn't even ask you mechila, right? That's what you're doing tilazaka before Yom Kippur. But for sure, if they come and they come to you and they ask you for mechila, you should, and sincerely, you should be meichel. Im lo shem mechavein l'tayvas hamavakesh mechila. Unless you're not being meichel is really to the benefit of the one who's asking you mechila. Now, what does that mean? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Whoever goes ahead and is not makbid on people that wrong him, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically passes over. If you pass over and you don't hold grudges and you're Michael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same for you, right? You did wrong, you did Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of those Averis. Right? And if you don't go ahead and you're not Michael, then you're not going to get Michael, okay? Sif So it's a wild thing. Each person has to come from his perspective. The one who's right, the one who's asking mechila has to come as if he has to do anything he can for the guy to be mechilim, to get him to be mechilim. The one who's doing the mechila should be very easy to go ahead and be mechilim. By the way, the Ashkafa Svarim talk about how you're supposed to do this. Because what you have to realize is, anything that really happens to you is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen to you. Okay? Yes, that guy had free will, and that guy is going to get his own Nesh and Shamayim because he had Bechira Chavshis. But else, nothing would happen to you if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that to happen to you. So, if you look at it like that, that's what Yosef said to what? Right? That Yosef said to the brothers, right? Yosef said to the brothers. It doesn't mean that the brothers don't have to have to be able to answer up to what they did. But from Yosef's perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to come down to Mitzrayim. Like, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Again, it's a very high level, but that's the mindset. Let's move weiter. So then he says, unless you're doing a tovah samavakesh, then you can hold back the mechila. So what does that mean? If you know that you're going to be this guy, every time the guy's going to just keep doing things to you, and you're going to keep mechilim, so then you know you're not helping the guy, right? But listen to this. It's just a outward shtick. You're supposed to be mechilim in your heart, but you don't tell him that you're mechilim. Because for this guy, it's bad for him for you to be Meichelim. It doesn't mean you shouldn't really be Meichelim. So at the end of the day, really you're being Meichelim and you're getting him off the hook. But he doesn't know that because they're helping him by not being Meichelim. Cool mood, right? Since at the end of the day he asked you Mechila, okay? So you should be Meichelim, okay? Let's move right there. Again, remember, Tzila Zaka, we go above and beyond. You don't really have to, but we go above and beyond. We try to even give Mechila to people who don't ask Mechila. Let's move right there. Sifkat and Yud. If a person thinks that he's going to get somehow, if his mechila will hurt him, so you don't have to do that. If you're mechila, okay, somehow you have a scenario that when you go ahead and your mochel, something might come up. Right? Let's say the guy you stole your money. Doesn't mean you're mechila. He has to go ahead and he has to pay you back. Okay, so it shouldn't include that. But what about even being Meichelin? If you're Meichelin, maybe that might hurt you somehow, legabe someone else. So then there's already a cheshbon, okay, about your Mechila, okay? Let's move weiter. Vimhotzi alav shem ra. Back to the Ramah. Vimhotzi alav shem ra, ain't tzarech l'b'cholo. If someone is motzi shem ra on you, you don't have to be Meichelin. Because there are people that heard about the chshad, that you basically went ahead and you said this bad thing about him and it's out there and it's spread. And they didn't hear this guy come to you and say, oh, I'm sorry, I said that you did this and this and this and this and you're a Rasha Gummer. You don't have to give him mechila. However, once again, so again, there is the pure din where you're chayiv to go ahead and give mechila. The guy asks you. Okay? That you don't have by Moti Shemra because the damage is out there. Unless somehow you can recall it. I mean, I guess maybe if you take a big, what's it called, nowadays, and put it out in social media and everyone in the world knows. And for those that don't have social media, you put it in a nice room magazine like Mishpacha or something like that. So then maybe you can pull it off. But otherwise, you don't have to give him mechila. But anyway, mitzad the mechel, it's obviously to go ahead and to ask mechila, to give mechila even in Moshe Shemra. It's not that it's also to be mechilim. Again, you can be mechila guy that didn't even ask mechila. Sif beis imeis asher chatalo. What happens if you were chayte and you did a veir be'el machavero, and unfortunately he dies? You're toast, right? There is something you can do. Maybe asar bnei adam mamidam al kibro. You bring 10 people to the cemetery, and you say, "Chatasi l'lekei Yisrael v'lefloini." Every bnei adam l'chaver is also a chet bnei adam l'makom. So I was chet day to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and to Shlomi Fafel, Floni. Right, Floni zeh shechatasi lo. And this guy who I sinned against. Benagu levakesh mechila be'ergam kippur. And now the Ramah just adds, besides all this, is a minhag people ask mechila from people, right? On Erev Yom Kippur, you go over to people. But again, it's become a big joke. Are you Meichelim? Are you Meichelim? Are you Meichelim? There has to be, like, has to be something to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Weiter. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Yud Beis. Im Meis. This is talking even on Motzi Shemra. He died, you did an Aveira, and the guy died. Even Motzi Shemra. Because you might say that if he was alive, he would be Meichel me, but now he's dead. What am I going to do? Yud Gimel, Asher Chatalo, the one that you said. Imkarale Echad Mamza. Let's say you call a guy, Yo Mamza. Sounds much better than the English word. Okay? Yesh Omrim. I guess if you speak Hebrew, it doesn't sound better. Just to us, it sounds better. Okay? Yesh Omrim. Right? The Pagam Bichvod Avosav. So there are those that say, when you say you're a Mamzer, you're basically saying, okay, that the mother had what? The mother had relations with a what? With another man. And you are the child from that illicit relationship. So that's a big kavod, that's a big pagam to the guy's father, because he's saying he's not his father's kid. He's not Shlomo Shaffel's kid. He's Frankie Fing's kid. Okay? So that's a big diss to the guy's father. Okay? Gam Kain, right? He says, Yesh Omer, the Begam Chavot, Avosav Gam Kain, the Tzarech Lelech Al Kavim. You have to go to the guy. If his father is not around, you have to go bring 10 people and ask Mechila. Again, you have to know. The guy just says, you, like, a lot of times those words today don't even mean what it means. It's not a curse word. Okay? But assuming, you know, you're meaning that, what you're saying, so then, okay? That's what it is. There are many that are cholik on this. The Yochel Lomer Lav Adaiti Shi Adav and Nogei Alavosa. Like I said, some say Bechlal. Even when he says it, he's just railing on him. And even if he's saying that about him, it just again, he's not really addressing the father when he calls him a mamzer. Elim can't crow mamzer ben mamzer. If you call him a mamzer ben mamzer, you're a mamzer ben mamzer ben mamzer. Okay, v'ayim b'choshe mishpat, simen tavchaf, l'inyin and crow Russia ben Russia, or Ghana ben Ghana, same type of thing, whether you have to go and ask mechila from the tati. Okay, but in this case, whoever it is not alive. So sivkat nidal al kibber, you have to go to the cemetery, to his kibber. Tzorech ha'lech shom yachayv, and you go there barefoot, like mamash humble. V'im u'chutz l'shlosha parsos. If you are more than three parsos away, okay, how far that is, it's significant. Okay, yishlach shlucho l'sham, you can send a shliach. Okay, the ashliach, right? The ashliach yikach asar anashim, and the shliach brings 10 people. The yelech al kivro, and you go to the kivro. Vivakesh mechila b'shem hamacharef. You say mechila, the name of the one that the name of the person who blasphemed this individual. Yomar hini shliach ploni. I am Shlomo Shaffel's shliach. He's moide berabim, right? She shlachani ploni lemor shechata elokei Yisrael. And he's saying that berabim that this guy Shlomo Shaffel, he's declaring that he was choyte elokei Yisrael and to this person imcharfel achar misa. Now, what happens if someone goes ahead and curses someone after he dies, or does something about the guy, says something bad to this guy after he dies? You tell bad things about this guy after he's dead. So then what you? So then, ain't sarach leilach al kibro. Then you don't have to go to his kever, because you only have to go to his kever if he's alive, and you could go to him, and you didn't go to him, then you have to go to his kever. But if Stam, he said, then you have to just ask mechila from him, you don't have to go to the kever. El levakash ben mechila, ben makom shebishu. You go to the place where you mevayish him, and ask him mechila there. Tzivkan tezvav, shechatasi lo, bechait ploni. You say, I did this bad thing to him. Specifically, you say it. Ki tzarech bezeh lefait. You have to be mefari, techait. You have to spell it out. Behem yeshivu lo, and they, these 10 people answer him. Machlucha, machlucha, shlosh pa. Then they say it 3 times. Okay, let's just do one last one. Gimel, we'll start with Dalet on Sunday. Okay, Gimel, takonas kadmainim v'cherem shelo lotzi shemra al hamesim. It's a takonas kadmainim. A takonas, they put the person in cherem, one who is motzi shemra on someone who already died. Saying something bad about, you said something bad about the guy's father, right? After he's dead, he's that person's put in cherem. And you'd have to go ahead and do tshuva on this cherem, because cherem is like an iser, right? A cherem is like it's put in cherem, but it means like there's a separate iser of doing this, and he has to do tshuva not only for the fact that he blasphemed this guy after death, but he was over, and they put an extra Isser of a cherem, because people think, you know, after he's dead, what's the big deal? But even going ahead and being moitzi shemra and saying bad things and being mecharef, someone after misa is a terrible thing. Do tshuva for that and for the cherem that they put upon you.